Oh, who threw the leather shoe and Mrs. Murphy's chowder? Nobody spoke, so he shouted all the louder. It's an Irish trick, that's true, to lace starvation's stew with harnesses, rawhide, or leather shoes. It's hard to decipher, lad from lassie, when it's all stripped away, no hubcaps, no chassis. Hard to decipher rich from poor, lying still on the floor, face down, no shoes, gray. Still, good bones, you say. It's hard to decipher. Am I safe anymore? Mama is sleeping, there's nobody here. Mama, oh mama, nobody's here. All of the grown-ups are acting so strange. Mama, oh mama, they're acting so strange. I used to feel safe, now everything's changed. The grown-ups are angry and fighting for bread. The children are hungry and crying for bread. I'm afraid what will happen. I'm afraid to be dead. Eat or be eaten, I heard someone say. But I am so small, I have nothing to say. The dead don't eat, the living pray. Among all my people, the larder was shared. Now it's all changed since the larder went bare. I feel that they hate me. They will take me, mama. Oh, mama, I'm scared. Mama, wake up. No one is near. Brother is cold and asleep. Mama, here. Where once I felt safe, there is hunger and fear. Mama, stop sleeping. Somebody's here. They're taking my brother. Mama, mama. Should I speak or lie still? Either way, I disappear. Ancient recipe, bring water to boil. In desperation, add a mortal coil. No way, I would never. Oh, you're different than them? 'Cause Midwestern Christians know it's a sin. Sunday school teaches it's gross and taboo to convert other people into a stew. The truth's hard to swallow and harder to chew. If the Donners could do it, could you? And is not metabolism a form of cannibalism? Starvation is when the body eats itself. The slow food movement, months in the making, stripping away the non-essentials, the sense of thirst, brain function, giving a shit, humanity. Thoreau, Donner Lake meets Walden Pond, go. Spartan-like? How so? Reducing life to its lowest terms? You mean worms? We, in we, on we, thin we, no pee, dumb, bore, boredom, lists, less, listless, foodless, see, drowsy, can't see, focus, folk us, see, eyes, lack, slack, squalls, stalls, squalor, dark, tallow, pew, trid, you tried, soot, silt. Who threw Mrs. Murphy in Mrs. Murphy's stew? Her body smells so good. Was it me or was it you? It's an Irish stew, it's true. It was either her or you floating in that aromatic stew. Mrs. Murphy was already dead, you know. She didn't feel pain or hurt. On the other hand, ladyfingers for dessert. Mrs. Murphy's stew. Spring has come, and with it the thaw. Most had succumbed to nature's law. The mountain men began to appear to loot the caches of wealth buried near. Tamsin was failing, too weak to travel. She'd been watching her husband's infection unravel. The winter brutal, the hunger relentless. And her three little girls, if they lived, would be parentless. Here were the choices she saw before her, each single option a singular horror. If she left her husband, he would die alone. The chilling thought chilled her already chilled bone. She knew she would die before she could advocate for her three little girls with so little on their plate. And did she want their last memory of their mother to be collapsed on a trail, buried beneath a tree? better to lie to her little ones, is it? Y'all go ahead. We'll catch up and we'll visit. In our big hacienda on the street made of gold, where we'll all be together and plant marigolds. If the girls stayed put, they'd watch both parents die. Then all alone, how could they scrape by? Francis was 6, little Georgia just 5, and Eliza the baby was barely alive. With days left to live for both her and George Donner, she appealed to the mountain men's sense of honor. She entrusted her children to these strangers unknown, 2 white men, C.L. Cady and Charles Stone. $500 was a lot in those days, more than her trust in these men and their ways. But what were her options? What could she do? She wanted to save them. All mothers do. Yet we vilify brown parents at our southern border. Desperate, like the Donners trusting all to some strange porter. When your child's death is nearing and the last resort is traffic, Tamsin proved the act is human, not about a demographic. She kissed them goodbye in their little silk dresses, blessed them with promises, love, and successes. She packed silver spoons and small things to barter for safety and kindness till they grew and were smarter. With great ceremony, the men promised Ms. Donner, and take them they did on their white man's word of honor, 6 miles, and left them at the compound of death where Keseberg was cooking soups of young flesh. The party started out with 87. 46 lived, the rest are in heaven. Just over half, is that what you think? Let's look again at a familiar link. The wealthiest families had the least mortality. The other white families had at least solidarity. If you were a driver or a hired hand, 4 out of 5 of you died. Understand? Since smallpox arrived, that's how it's been. Death rates are tied to the color of your skin. For people of color, from COVID to birth rates, this division trumps the promise of these United States. I'll give you Berlin and the Great Wall of China, but nothing will ever be finer than that kick-ass Sierra, formidable foe, Checkpoint Charlie for the westward ho. The switchbacks are brutal, the incline prohibitive, climbers choose expletives over an adjective. But unlike most borders, you don't need an ID. You just have to hoof it. Admission is free. Man-made walls are to keep people out. Fear for the bricks, hate for the grout. Nature is cruel, but it does not know hate. Mountains are mighty, but they don't discriminate. Political borders change with the season. Maybe yes, maybe no. Either love or high treason. So hard to predict from one term to the next if the border patrol will be friendly or vexed. Will they grant you asylum or deny your existence? In this, Mother Nature is way more consistent. Just wait for the summer. Wear sensible shoes. With the sun on your back and a bird's eye view, there on the summit, the landscape extremity, El Capitan and the valley, Yosemite. Look, there's Sacramento, named after the river, most holy sacrament. Yeah, it delivers. Then off in the distance, the famed Golden Gate, with a big neon sign, Yoo-hoo, immigrate. The sunset glows at the sea-washed shore, lifting its lamp by the golden door. Welcome to Mexico, hola amigo, home of the Esalen, Hupa, and Cato, plus 103 more indigenous nations and some expats from China and cotton plantations. Welcome to all in this human condition. Moving around is a human tradition. All humans journey, we often get lost. But we are who we are because borders were crossed. Land bridges, ice bridges, boats and canoes. Good on you, humans. Migrating's good news. It's good for the merchant. It's good for the trade. It's how scientific advances are made. Sharing ideas, mistakes, and solutions. Solving our problems, diseases, pollutions. It's good for the offspring to share DNA. Stay away from your cousin. It's better that way. And it's stressful to meet people new. Yeah, I feel ya. But that's how we learn and avoid hemophilia. Now back to the summit. Our own immigrant. Blistered and aching, no name, not a scent. Talk to the mountains. It's time to breathe free. You're tired, you're hungry, but you made it. You're free. You belong to this planet. This is your journey. And we'll get you a court-appointed attorney.